quick tip from skincare expert. Welcome to Your Face Story podcast. And in yesterday's chronicle, I told you about Sue and her battle with dark circles. And I recommended she turns off her blue light gadgets and allow the melatonin release into her body as it should. We can't stay up until wee hours and expect to look and feel good. So that was in a previous episode, but this episode is going to focus directly on how to erase dark circles with nothing else but your fingers. Yes, you do need a product specific for under eye area. And disclaimer, I am a proud owner of Beauty on Command skincare line, and I'll be mentioning my products all throughout, so you will hear about a lot of benefits of my plant-based products. In this episode, I was talking about the gel that helps to eliminate the dark circles under the eyes by means of shrinking the blood vessels and stimulating the lymphatic, the water that resides under the eyes. Okay, so let me just show you or recommend, if your hands are clean, just follow me. This is a short, very short treatment that you can do anytime. I would recommend you do this in the morning when your face is clean, and you can apply the under eye shadow eraser from Beauty on Command skincare line or any other product that is gel like and it's meant for dark circles. In this case, we are going to be using that gel. Let it absorb for about 30 seconds. Then take clean fingers. Your face is clean and your gel is almost absorbed. You take your fingers, put them together, the three middle fingers, and you're gonna put the fingers in a corner, inner corner of the eye, under the eye, of course. And you're gonna keep tapping it lightly. You're gonna feel that bounciness a little bit, but you're not going to press that hard. You're gonna keep tapping back and forth until the end of the other edge of the eye and go back. And you're gonna do back and forth, 20 times, literally. After 20 times, don't rush this process. Set the intention for the dark circles to move, to flush, and this is exactly what we are doing right now. So, literally, that took 20 seconds. And now, after the 20 seconds, you're going to keep the same module. The fingers are all together, the three fingers, and you're going to swipe. If there is not enough of slide, because the product is completely absorbed, just put your fingers underwater for a second and swipe. You're gonna swipe from the inner corner to the outer and down by the ear towards your neck. You're almost going to help the body flush the toxins or stagnation. So you're gonna do this 10 times. Very light, feathery, like touch. You're gonna do this from the inner corner to the outer and down by the ear all the way to the neck. So it's literally swiping. After you're done with this, look at your eye. You can do one eye at a time to see the difference, and you'll definitely see it. Whether the eye is puffy or dark circle, it will still work. In case of puffy eyes, I would recommend now, after you've done with the lymphatic drainage, which was swiping and swiping down to your neck, get an ice cube and do maybe 3 seconds of swiping with the ice cube. If you can't do 3 seconds, do 2 seconds, but it's not going to be long. And that's how you're going to flush your under eye circles. So I'm going to post the links to my store where you can get this product if you would like to find it. If not, use anything that you would like that will help you. And of course, won't irritate your eyes because you're going to be working under the eyes with your fingers. I recommend you do this each morning, whether you have dark circles or not, each morning, and this will help you to firm the under eye area. Beside the rosemary gel that it's in my product, there is also peptides. Peptides are firming to the skin. In fact, my whole skincare line contains peptides, and this is the base for younger and firmer looking skin. Okay, I hope you practice that, and you're going to practice this every day, and post a comment for me to let me know how did it work out. Did you benefit from it? And maybe you want more of quick tips such as this one. Okay, bye for now. Welcome to another episode of Your Face Story. The face is a billboard. In today's chronicle, we're talking about nasolabial folds, those grooves that run from the sides of your nose to the corners of the mouth. One reason we have this problem is because at some point we stopped moving our face. We stopped chewing foods, we stopped talking, we stopped laughing. Notice you don't smile as much anymore, do you? Do you remember when you were a child and laughed until your cheeks hurt? Yeah, that is what I want you to do. And I know you're not going to do this in public. This is in private or in the car. If you have a long drive to work, that's the best time to do this. You really are not going to be doing a belly laugh. You are simply going to put your lips together and stretch them as if you were smiling. Stretch them as far as you can and just hold them. Hold them for as long as you can until you feel that little burn on the sides of the lips, and let it go, rest, and do it again. Repeat this as often as you can. The only warning is make sure your skin has moisturizer, plenty of moisturizer on. So even if you're driving to work, hopefully you have put enough of moisturizers on your skin that it doesn't feel tight, it doesn't feel dry. Okay, what I do, I put an eye cream in my purse, and when I'm driving, I will put the eye cream above my lips as an additional layer of protection, an additional layer of moisture, so that I can do the stretching of my cheeks for as long as I wish. Okay, so that was one of the tips for you and for previous episode of Sue, who have asked me what to do with the nasolabial folds. Should she get fillers? This was the question. And I said, not yet. Wait until you're really unhappy. Because if you practice what I just told you, it's a very simple practice, but it's very, very easy to do. So instead of smoothies in the morning, or in addition to your smoothies, take celery or take an apple and start chewing those things, foods. Just start chewing the foods that are hard, and it will help you to stretch your cheeks, stretch your jawline. Okay, so those are the things that you do for nasolabial folds. Now that we touched on chewing, I want to tell you something else, which wasn't asked of me by Sue, but it just came to my mind. You know, when you look at your picture from 10 years before, your face is a little bit shaped, a little bit more narrow. It goes from the top, which is wide, and goes narrow around the chin. And now you might look square, almost square. Do you know why? This is simply because we don't talk anymore, we don't chew anymore, and we clench our teeth for the most of the day, especially when the days are stressful. So clenching of your teeth shortens the TMJ, and in effect, the TMJ is a short muscle, but it holds the upper part of the face with the lower part. So when it shortens, you kind of disappear. That space disappears and your face becomes square or wide for that matter. There is a solution, natural solution for that too. And here it is. When you're driving in a car or sitting at your desk and no one is around you, you simply open your jaw similarly to like the cat stretch. When you watch a cat stretching in the morning, the cat opens the jaw really wide and holds the jaw open. I don't want you to hold this that wide. Just open until you feel a little resistance and then hold. While you're holding, breathe. Breathe deeply. And repeat this as often as you can. You will see that you can open your mouth a little bit more each time you do it. Then look in the mirror after a couple of days of doing so. Look in the mirror and see that your face is not as wide as it was before you started. So that is the quick tip for you, and practice this as often as you can and you will thank me later. Please post your comments under this episode letting me know how did it work out. Welcome to another episode of What's Your Face Story? Let's follow the path of chronicles from the treatment room. Today I am talking about one of my conversations with a client who is postmenopausal and is noticing significant skin sagging, mainly the forehead and the eyes. Most of us would notice that this is definitely a problem for many women who are after 50. And that's okay, don't panic. There is a way of helping yourself with this naturally. And I know many of you would decide to do fillers and Botox. That's okay. This is nothing wrong with that. I'm just focusing on the natural healing and holistic approach. Okay, so the first thing that I recommended to Liz, let's say her name is Liz, that she starts revamping her daily routine. Her skincare products should include firming peptides, vitamin C, good moisturizers, not heavy moisturizers. I don't want you to put oils on your skin. I like the healthy oils, but not the really thick jars of creams that when you open them, they shine. When you look at them, they shine. This cream is best to use when you are 70, when you don't produce oils at all. But until then, your products should not be as heavy. You should use layers. You should use good cleansers, cleansers with vitamins, cleansers that exfoliate. You need to exfoliate your skin twice a week. While we are on exfoliation, I recommend exfoliating with retinol, meaning use your retinol. I recommend using AHAs and BHAs to exfoliate your skin. Never gritty, never sandy stuff, because that will do micro tears in your skin, and it will feel good for a minute, and the next day you will feel dry. So I don't want you to use such products on your skin. Of course, in my skincare line, Beauty Uncommand Skincare, you will find triple exfoliating cleanser that is absolutely amazing. People love this product, and I know you will love it too. It is used twice a week, morning and at night, so it's four times. Okay, going back to the skin sagging. So to stimulate the skin sagging, you must implement good skincare routine that is definitely requiring serums and eye cream. And also, you need to start eating healthier. Your diet should include antioxidants, lots of them, colorful fruits and veggies. If you can't do that, you need to purchase the green powders, red powders, or something similar to that. And this has to be done daily. In order for your skin to hold, you need to have the energy inside of you to produce the collagen, to produce the strength, to keep the muscles strong, to keep your circulation strong. While we are on circulation, I hope you go to the gym or at least get your 10,000 steps each day, because your skin has muscles too. Your skin has 50 muscles. Those 50 muscles have to have energy to hold you. Otherwise, gravity is going to normally pull you down. So to defy gravity, you need to exercise, keep your body moving, and you need to stimulate the skin too. So I know there is a lot of videos on YouTube about face massage. I would like you to find something that will help you to massage your face gently but effectively. Use cleanser or moisturizer, whichever one you like, because the massage is not going to be long. It's probably 30 seconds to a minute. Just massage, stimulate the circulation. So that is about keeping the blood circulation going. Nutrients being supplying to your skin will hold your skin a little stronger. If you are looking at the YouTube and you're seeing yoga, face yoga, please don't start with face yoga. I don't like that before you stimulate the skin. You need to involve the blood vessels. You need to flush the skin with fresh blood in order for you to stretch it. Just like you go to the gym, if you stretch it before exercising, it's a really rough activity. But if you stretch after the gym, it feels good. So I was digressing, but that will happen often because I am speaking from experience. And if you follow me, you will learn a lot, and you can ask me questions under the podcast, and I'll be able to help you in a different way. Okay, so the forehead and the eyebrows. So as I said, nourish your skin from inside out and nourish from the surface. Okay. What are we going to do? I can show you how to massage the forehead, but what I can show you is how to defy the gravity, reverse that pull. So in order for you to raise your forehead a little higher and open your eyes, you simply have to hold your head straight and open your eyes wide as you can, and hold them in that position. Count to 10, 15 seconds, whatever you can. Repeat this at least 15 times. And do this a couple of times in a day. Allow the muscles around the eyes to get stronger. As life that we are experiencing right now is all digital, we always look at the computers, we look at the phones, we look down. Notice that. You always look down. And what happens? The eyes squint. You don't really have them open wide because you don't need to, because you're focusing down, not forward. And this is what we need to change. So if you can, if there is any way, you can put your computer at eye level so you never look down at the keyboard, you look at the screen. That will help you right away. So that's one tip that I can give you, that it's very powerful for the eye, opening of the eye area and lifting the eyelids. Another thing to lift the eyelids is to stimulate the muscle, literally the eyebrow. Under the, if you put your fingers on the eyebrow, under the eyebrow, there is a muscle, or there was a muscle. So your goal is to restore the strength to this muscle. Once you do, this muscle will lift the eyelids, because they are holding each other together. So how do you do this? You simply put three fingers, the three middle fingers of your hand, on the eyebrow and push it down, and without lifting, keep flickering, keep with lots of pressure, actually. That's a very strong pressure. Keep lifting. It's almost as if you were thinking and just buying yourself time. So put your, you can be sitting at the desk too. I'm sitting at the desk right now, and I'm putting my three fingers on my eyebrows, and I'm simply going, pushing in and going up and down, up and down, up and down. Do this again at least 15 times in each rep. Do three reps at a time. Repeat this as often as you can. After a week, notice there is a muscle under your eyebrow. You can actually grab it where you couldn't grab that before. And this is why we're doing this. So that alone is going to give you enough to do to help yourself with the eyebrows and eyelids. And we will talk about the forehead some other time. Okay, bye for now. Good luck. And let me know in the comments, how did it work out? Skin sagging continued. So today we are going to be talking about Liz's sagging skin problem, which we addressed an episode before. So we covered the eyes, and now I want to talk about the forehead lines. So inevitably we will get those lines, because we are pretty animated. We do talk with our eyebrows. We show emotions with our eyebrows, especially with that 11 line. So nobody likes that. I wanted to show you something, or describe to you something that you can do to help yourself to remedy this enough. for you not to be bothered by it as much. And of course, if you need to do fillers or Botox, that's quite all right. It's just don't do this as a first stop. Okay, so as we said earlier, sagging skin is inevitable after menopause because we lose a lot of collagen. And in order for you to restore the collagen, you need to feed yourself healthy and you need to apply collagen stimulating products, which are serums. Don't fall prey for miracle creams, miracle collagen creams that come across your feed and you're buying that. This is actually false advertising. Collagen never absorbs through the skin. It's too large of a molecule. Even if you digest plain collagen, it doesn't really do anything. It doesn't absorb into the cells. So your goal is to find hydrolyzed collagen to digest. And for your skin, you need to find serums, which are firming peptide serum, vitamin C serum, ascorbic acid. Retinol is also good to stimulate collagen by means of exfoliation, turning over the cells. You also need to exfoliate the skin. I mentioned earlier in an earlier episode, triple exfoliating cleanser from my skincare line. It's amazing and it's not irritating to the skin. I don't want you to use any gritty, any harsh products on your skin, especially after menopause, because the skin is thinning. There's not much to give. So if you scrub off the layers, the surface layers of the skin, your skin is going to become sensitive. It's going to become much weaker than you have had before a couple months back. Okay, it's hard to explain when I'm not showing, but I hope you understand that. Okay, so forehead. The forehead muscle is pretty flat, similar to your neck muscle. It's pretty flat, thin, and it doesn't have the bounce that we need to hold the muscle plump. There is a fat padding, so digressing again. Don't go on a low-fat diets, because once you lose the fat in your face in wrong places, the fat pads slide a little bit as we age. Once you lose the fat, it will just keep going down with the gravity pull, and you will get the fat pads in wrong places. And one of the reasons we suffer from the not so defined jawline after 50 is because the fat is sliding down towards the jawline, right under the jawline, and it's there. And one of the episodes later on, I will talk about this, but today, going back to your forehead. Okay, so there is a fat padding that is missing on a forehead after 50. So what we need to do, we need to restore some collagen. That's your peptides, that's your vitamins. And we also need to hydrate the body. So if you're not drinking enough water, you're dehydrated, it will definitely show, and it won't be helpful even if you feed your body with nutrients, necessary nutrients. It just won't help. You need that water circulating. Okay, so the collagen needs to get restored. The products need to be applied. The moisturizer needs to be deliberately applied to the forehead. Most of my clients skip the forehead for whatever reason. I don't know, it's not visible, it's not important, I don't know, but don't let it be you. You need to apply moisturizer deliberately, not just a little bit, to your forehead. Once you do that for a week or so with a good product, you should see the results. Once you do, I want you to start exercising your eyebrows or exercising your forehead by raising your eyebrows high, looking up with your eyes, and then lowering without squinting. Lower. Lower your head, lower your forehead without squinting the 11 line, without squeezing the 11 line. That's what I meant. So relax the forehead, simply down with the eyebrows. Do this again, 15 sets, three sets of 15 each time. I like to do this or all of those exercises in the morning when I'm in the bathroom cleansing my skin, preparing the skin for the day. Just spend 2 minutes extra in the bathroom and do those things to help yourself. And then if you have the time in the midday, you can do this as often as you can. So not to look silly when people look at you, don't do this in your office, but you can do this in the bathroom. You can do this in the office bathroom. When you go to the bathroom, you can do that there. You can do this when you are driving in a car. So find the time, find the place, feel comfortable about doing it, and don't rush the process. Everything that I'm teaching, everything that I mention, I want you to set an intention. Do one thing at a time. If it's a forehead, it's a forehead. If it's a nasolabial fold and you need to smile, it's the smile. So don't jump from one thing to another because it's not going to work. You need to put attention on what you're doing, and that's the only way to work. So if you want to think of law of attraction, you might. I don't know if it works, but let's just compare this to law of attraction. We're attracting what we're focusing on. Just understand that. That's probably a tweetable phrase. Okay, so we got through the forehead. You know what to do. You know what to do with the eyebrows. And with the 11 line, let me talk about this the next time. Okay, so enjoy. I hope this is helpful, and let me know how did it work out. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on a YouTube under You Younger Factor, which is going to be YOUNGER Factor. Okay. Bye for now.